Roger. KN1079er. You're clear for takeoff. Runway 13.
V1. Rotation. V2.
Gear up.
Gear up.
What is that?
Oh my God, it's a monster!
Left turn! Report, tower!
As you saw, the ray collar and the glowing spines. We haven't ever seen these before.
All right, but what caused this?
Remember Boss Island. It disappeared in a matter of minutes due to the nuclear fission of pure uranium, generated by a gigantic underground eruption.
That eruption must have influenced Godzilla.
I'm Mira Ozawa reporting, sir, U.S. Special Agent. I have Dr. Marvin with me with the latest news on Godzilla. Now, for reasons of security, please use a scrambler.
As we all know, there is a hypothesis that Godzilla's power source, which is equal to the heart in a man, is nothing but a power reactor. Apparently, something is happening there, in the reactor, in Godzilla's heart. Look at this. I have here a thesis which accurately analyzes it from every point of view. It came through the internet from a Japanese college boy. It's an interesting and certainly unusual opinion about Godzilla.
So your father, he was Dr. Yumani's son, is that right?
His adopted son. You see, Godzilla killed all his family. So Dr. Yumani raised him as his own son. My dad wanted his kids to become great scientists later on in life. But I failed all my exams. And my sister works as a TV newscaster. I don't think he'd be very proud of us.
Are you telling me Yukari Yumani is your sister?
That's right.
You sent your thesis to the States. Why'd you do that?
I didn't have any choice. I sent it to G Center. But they didn't reply. They ignored it completely. I'm not surprised. My college professor thought it was done as a kind of joke. He even refused to mark it.
Will you come to G Center?
To be honest, sir, my father told me a lot about Godzilla. He collected enormous amounts of data on him. However, to be honest, I don't want to get involved in all this. Godzilla is really just a hobby, you see? And anyway, conferences never resolve anything.
In that case, I'd better be going. Excuse me. Oh, Miss Sagusa. Back already? Of course. I'll see you there.
Hey, wait. Tell me, was that Miss Miki Sagusa?
Yeah, it was.
Is she working at the G Center?
She is. She's heading the team looking for the little one.
Then I'll do it. Please, let me come and work for you. Tomorrow. No, today, right now. Okay, come on then, huh? Let's go.
So you see, with the complete analysis of the oxygen, we have been able to micronize the atoms.
So you have microoxygen.
Right.
And with this, you won the Nobel Prize for Physics back in 1995, I believe. But tell me, how will this affect people's daily lives, and is this relevant?
Well, for instance, we can construct smaller and lighter oxygen tanks for divers. And if we feed microoxygen to fish, they'll grow much bigger than normally fed fish. So therefore, microoxygen could solve our food problems.
Well, it certainly seems like our future is rosy, but what about the darker side of this invention, Doctor?
What darker side?
Well, I'd heard reports that it could be used in making weapons.
Well, yes, it is true that the tiny atoms can penetrate any metal.
So it is possible. Any weapon made this way would be extremely effective. However, I don't think anybody in this day and age would want to risk provoking a global war.
Thank you very much, Doctor. So there we have it, an invention that holds a lot of great potential for the future.
You were really hard on the guy. Why did you bring up the weapons angle?
Because he was a smug and self-centered know-it-all. Don't you think so?
You've always been a straight talker, true. But careful, it could ruin your love life.
What does that mean?
Nothing, just kidding. Oh, I've got a message for you.
Right, thanks. What could Auntie want?
We still haven't located the little one. Where could he be?
Well, maybe. Little one's already dead.
Oh, Miki. This is our new team member at G Center.
Kenichi Yamane, at your service.
You said he was dead. What makes you say that?
Godzilla is now a super monster. He was regenerated. He took power from the nuclear blast. But maybe the others didn't survive it. They could have all been killed. It's possible that the little one was among those that didn't make it. He didn't survive the change.
You mean microoxygen?
Yes. Don't you see? It's almost identical to what Dr. Sarazawa invented. It was way back in the 50s.
It destroys all of the oxygen in the water. It suffocates the marine life. Then it liquefies it, making the waters sterile.
I remember. He said that if it was ever used as a weapon, it'd be far worse than any nuclear weapon. So the doctor destroyed his research papers and sacrificed his life for peace. But now, this Dr. Ichuin's new invention seems to be the same thing.
But surely not.
You carry Yamani, huh? The doctor's daughter?
You know of my father?
Every scientist in Japan does. He was famous.
What about Dr. Sarazawa? You heard of him?
Of course.
Well, in that case, you must have heard about his invention.
When I began to study oxygen, I did make references to his papers. And I know my micro-oxygen is very similar to his work.
So you must know of the risks involved.
The past 40 years have seen unbelievable changes in the environment. Maybe we can put this discovery to practical use.
But Sarazawa died to prevent its use.
We can't allow sentimentalism to interfere with the growth of scientific knowledge. My discovery just shows what is there. I haven't produced anything that nature hasn't already seen before.
These strata don't look right.
Something weird's going on. We've had some strange readings.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. They're within the tolerances.
Sir! The temperature controls have gone haywire and the elevator's broken down!
What's going on?
The elevator shaft's melting!
Let's get out of here!
Yeah, let's go!
Evacuate!
Increase in water temperature in the Sea of Taiwan. It's about 60 to 70 degrees centigrade.
Temperature of the seawater recorded by our flying laboratory this morning shows that there's now too much nuclear fission in Godzilla's body.
As you know by now, nuclear fission is Godzilla's source of energy. But of course this power plant has to be cooled by air and water. However, the Baz Island incident has greatly increased the rate of fission.
So what'll happen now?
Godzilla will increase in power. And finally, he will explode.
Are you quite sure?
Supposing Godzilla does explode, what'll be the damage?
It will be devastating. More than all nuclear weapons put together. A burst of energy unseen since time began.
According to our calculations, the planet's atmosphere will heat up and then explode, vaporizing everything we know.
There he is.
We don't know yet.
What about the Nelson elevator shaft?
I can't comment, I'm sorry. There was a rise in temperature. That's all I can say right now.
Yes, the doctor!
At the scene of the disaster, experts are remaining tight-lipped as to the possible cause of the accident. Preliminary reports about a huge rise in temperature at the site, which caused an elevator shaft to melt, have not yet been confirmed so far.
You took some samples of the soil from the tunnel, didn't you? It was the exact site where the first Godzilla was killed about 40 years ago, right?
You're very observant. You'll go far.
I've been talking with my aunt and...
And what? You still think I'm a mad scientist? That I want to make Armageddon happen? Those soil samples may yield some information. The strata indicate that the soil had no oxygen millions of years ago. This is the time period that I think will provide us with clues.
You mean there was a time when there was no oxygen present?
Billions of years ago. The Precambrian era, to be precise.
And creatures managed to survive?
Yes, but they were different from creatures we know today. And the samples should reveal all.
They'll give us all the answers, will they?
You don't seem to be taking this seriously. What's the matter?
Sorry, forgive me. But I wasn't laughing at you, honestly. You just seem such a romantic.
Well, maybe I am a romantic. But rest assured, I'm not a mad scientist, okay?
Signs of life? Impossible!
What do you mean, no more attacks?
That's right, sir. We have no choice.
Yes, but we can't just sit here. We have to stop him.
We'd be lighting a tinderbox, General, that could ignite an explosion that will destroy the planet.
Yes, but we can't sit here and do nothing at all.
If we can't launch a physical attack, then we shall have to use a chemical approach.
Chemical approach? Could you please explain further?
There's only one solution. We must kill him the way we killed the first Godzilla.
You can't!
The Oxygen Destroyer.
Listen to me, Ken. Dr. Sarazawa destroyed all his research. There's nothing left to go on now. He didn't want his work used. In the end, he took his own life to save the world.
Yeah, waste of a good man.
Even if you make one, are you sure it'll be properly used?
No, I'm not sure. But, Auntie, this time the Earth is in danger. If we don't build one, then we're finished.
But still, I don't like it, Ken. Don't do it. Whatever the reasons are.
Auntie! It's me, Yukari.
Nuclear fission inside Godzilla's body, are you sure?
It's still a secret. I'm telling you, because maybe you can help. I want you to ask Dr. Ajuin to build an oxygen weapon.
Are you crazy? I can't do that.
I know how you and Auntie feel. But there's no other way, I promise you.
Any further signs of life yet?
No, nothing. Maybe we just imagined it.
So there was a life form in the sample.
Seems to be eating away at the fish.
First you come to see me to warn me not to make an oxygen destroyer. Now you want me to make one?
It's the only way Godzilla can be destroyed now. Every other means has failed. You're the only one who can do it.
I said I could make one. But I didn't say it was going to be easy, did I? Besides? I made an analysis of the surrounding soil. I've seen the effect the oxygen destroyer had on it. If it had have been used on the ground, it's quite obvious that Tokyo would have become a cemetery.
Yes, Yamane speaking. What? At the aquarium?
I'd like to take this tape away for analysis. Hold it there. And zoom in. Three D scan.
What is it?
I'd say that was a life form from the soil sample.
Do you mean to say it's from the Precambrian era?
But it's mutated since then. It was a microorganism, just harmless and inert. However, 40 years ago, it was hit when the oxygen destroyer was first fired. And since then, it's been evolving abnormally. The thing you were afraid of has already come true, in fact. This hole here is proof of it. The fish, too. It could already be too late.
It can't be.
Micro-oxygen has already been unleashed.
This is CCAT 3. Godzilla's been sighted north of Okinawa, heading north-northeast.
Immediately.
Hong Kong, Taiwan, Okinawa. It's quite obvious he's heading this way.
Yes, but why is he heading this way, General? Look at these reports of whales being killed.
You think it's the little one? But he isn't a killer. This doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I know. But maybe Baz Island changed something deep inside of him.
You think so?
Whatever happened, I have to go look for him.
Let them prove!
Sigma Leader to Omega. Sigma Leader to Omega. We will cover the basement. Over. Mysterious creatures wreaking havoc in the Tokyo Bay area. We're now going over to our reporter live at the scene.
I'm at the Eastern Industrial Area where fighting is going on behind me, inside a warehouse, between special forces and some unknown creatures. Several soldiers have been badly injured, and the creatures are...
Got him.
Excuse me. You must stop the shooting. Tell your commander.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Ijun, the physicist.
I'm sorry, you have to leave, sir. The area is dangerous.
He's heading towards us.
All right, the door, move! Grenade!
There are several creatures, about 10 feet in height, and they are reptile-like and dangerous. What's up?
Doctor! Where's Yukari?
I don't know!
Thank you.
Godzilla has been sighted in the Bungo Channel.
What's happened? He's after the nuclear reactors.
It's Godzilla! Look!
He's coming right for us!
Sound the alarm!
Right!
I guess his nuclear fissions become so intense, he needs extra supplies of nuclear fuel.
Godzilla's at our nuclear plant, and we're powerless to stop him.
If we attack him, General, we may set off the explosion. And if that were to happen, it would mean the end of civilization.
Sir, the Defense Ministry. They're on the line. They want to speak to you, sir.
G-Force, Asso here. You what? The Super X-3? It's going in?
Super X-3?
The Super X-3 is our latest multi-purpose capability aircraft. It has been adapted to cope with nuclear power plant accidents. It is equipped with state-of-the-art cadmium missiles. None of its weapon systems use explosive heads, though. They're all what we call freezer weapons.
Freezer weapons?
That's right. They're ultra-low temperature laser guns that freeze matter up to minus 200 degrees Celsius.
But who will pilot it?
It'll be one of our best pilots. Let's hope he can do it.
Commence pre-flight check procedure. Ground crew, evacuate area. Commence liftoff.
Final pre-flight check completed. GNG control being engaged.
All systems responding. A-OK.
Roger.
Prepare runway. All ground systems standing by. Hangar open. Runway clear for takeoff.
Super X-3, takeoff.
Super X-3, passing point S-11, preparing to attack.
Razors on.
Hey, did you see that? His heat ray's gotten stronger.
Freezers. Lock on target.
Target. Locked on.
Let him have it.
Thank you.
you see that? He's slowing down.
Cadmium shells. Fire.
The freezers will cool him down, and the cadmium will keep him cold. I got a feeling it might work.
Good. It's working.
All lasers are armed, sir. Stand by.
Fire.
Good.
I have a reading on Godzilla's temperature. It's rising quickly.
The computer says that he should stay frozen for 6 hours. Over and out, sir.
It's been several hours now.
I hope he stays underwater. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Report from NASA satellite headquarters, sir. The sea temperature is starting to rise rapidly in that area.
He's starting to move again.
Target moving eastwards into the Pacific.
Eastwards?
Why not toward the reactor? Maybe he's got enough fuel.
The fission seems to be coming under control, sir.
What's that?
Look here, sir. You see, it peaked here. But now it's falling away. The cadmium seems to be doing its work at last.
Great. So there'll be no explosion.
No, I think the worst is over.
The latest reports say the creatures have become quieter. However, Dr. Ijuin has said that maybe they could become more agitated if oxygen levels change. So there's still a lot of danger at the moment. However, the Army are at present working on a special device that they hope will destroy these creatures.
-150. -160. -170.
Mix the micro oxygen.
It liquefies at -183 degrees Celsius.
I hope this freezing weapon will neutralize the micro-oxygen content of the creature's bodies and kill them.
Excellent.
Yes? I see. Troops are being sent in to reinforce special forces.
So, you're new here?
Yeah, I'm doing the ESP here. I did a special course in the USA. I'm a paleontologist, so I'm good with dinosaurs. But I must say, I never thought I'd end up chasing Godzilla around the place.
I've been working here years. 7, in fact. I also did the ESP course. But my powers have been fading for a while now. I really don't know if I'll even be able to find the little one. And I'm afraid.
Afraid? To be honest, I can't wait to lose my powers and just lead a normal life. An ordinary girl, with a husband and children. That's what I would like, an ordinary life.
Thank you. Latest pictures from our helicopter, sir.
The Baz Island incident really has changed him.
It's not a baby anymore. It's an adult. See? Godzilla Jr. is here.
It looks like Godzilla's changing his course. It seems to me that Godzilla is chasing our junior.
Chasing him? Is that possible? That's incredible.
It is possible. Godzilla and Junior are of the same species. I think your theory could be right.
The little one's turning north.
North? Sure.
The Bering Sea. That's where he's heading.
Of course he is. He's going to his nest. Why didn't I think of that before?
And if Godzilla's chasing Junior, that means he's heading that way.
Excuse me, sir. I've got news from the USG Control Center. It doesn't look too good. They have the latest readouts from the satellites. It seems Godzilla's temperature is rising. It's 900 degrees, sir.
900 degrees?
How can that be?
We managed to control the fission, but his reactor must be breaking up. It's getting out of control.
So what'll happen?
A meltdown.
Meltdown?
First his heart, the reactor will melt down. Then his outer body will. There'll be nothing left.
But when he does melt down, he'll destroy the Earth, too.
The China syndrome, but much worse.
A meltdown is the worst scenario. Worse than explosion.
I've calculated he'll melt at 1,200 degrees.
His temperature at present is rising 50 degrees a day, sir.
That means he'll melt down in about a week from today.
Even sooner than that, it would seem, according to the Americans.
He'll never make it to the Bering Sea.
We're coming to you live from above Tokyo Bay. It would appear that all the soldiers have been exchanging flamethrowers for some kind of advanced freezer weapon. So far, the creatures have been keeping out of sight.
Freezer gun ready. Pot open. Elevation 38. Target 412. Try to lure the creatures out into the open. The tanks need to get a good shot at them.
Oxygen marker, on standby.
Sir!
We're ready, sir. Ultra-low temperature laser standing by.
Good.
Maximum alert. Be ready to fire.
Sir, the creatures are now in range.
All right, ready? ULT laser guns, fire now.
Ah! Freeze your guns. Fire. Cooler shell. Fire!
Working, see?
Excuse me, sir. The creatures are assembling.
What's happening?
Micro-oxygen. There's too much of it, sir. It's gone haywire.
What on earth is happening down there?
Oxygen, and it doesn't have that kind of power.
So what does?
An oxygen destroyer. It can destroy everything. Its power is that awesome. Destroyer.
Destroyer?
Godzilla and Destroyer. I can't believe it. Now we got two monsters.
That's an oxygen destroyer. But could that thing be man-made, do you think?
An oxygen destroyer was thought impossible. But still, it is there right in front of our eyes.
What are you thinking?
Just one thing. That only that monster can stop the meltdown.
You mean get the destroyer to fight Godzilla?
You're crazy. It's preposterous.
Maybe it's not so preposterous. Maybe he's got something there. This could be the answer.
Yes, it is. I have studied Godzilla more than anybody presently alive. I'm telling you now, it's the only way, sir.
I think we really should at least give it a try, sir.
3 days, sir, then meltdown. Well, can you afford not to try? Do you have any better solutions right now?
Yes, but just how are we going to get them to fight each other?
You know, if we lure the little one to Destroyer, Godzilla will follow.
You can't use the little one as a decoy. Anyway, he's on his way home, isn't he?
Listen, don't be sentimental. Our future's at stake here. Whatever your feelings, stopping Godzilla's meltdown is our priority. With or without your help, I'm going to change his course. I hope you understand that.
She's quite right, we must remember. It's not just Junior or even Tokyo we have to think of. General, evacuate everyone in a 200-mile radius of Tokyo.
Right.
He's bringing Godzilla into the Tokyo area?
That's right.
This is crazy.
Godzilla has entered Tokyo Bay.
He's on his way.
Godzilla's getting closer. Sucking energy from Junior. He's inserting micro-oxygen molecules into it. Junior isn't going to survive much longer. Take a look. Something's happening in the fire over there.
Godzilla and Junior, and they're calling each other.
Sir.
Destroyer has mutated.
Godzilla's temperature is 1140 degrees Celsius. Sir, emergency call. It's the chopper.
We'll need the assistance of the Air Force again. Tell them to send in the Super X-3 immediately.
The Super X-3?
Yes, listen. When Godzilla melts down, we may be able to minimize the damage. But we need to freeze him. Timing is critical. We have to freeze him just at the right moment.
Thank you. Super X 3, scramble. ATS lock system open.
All the freezers armed?
Yes, sir. Freezer laser fuel is being replenished, too.
All right, let's go freeze that overgrown lizard. This is gonna make my day.
X3, you are clear for takeoff. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you. Super X3, takeoff.
Towards the bay.
Where can he be going?
Just lost contact with SC9.
You what?
That's Mickey's chopper, sir.
Hey, look. No.
Family.
feeling this is going to be Godzilla's last fight.
Destroyer, he's coming this way.
Mickey's out there.
Lieutenant, do we have a chopper?
No, sir.
The TV chopper.
Come in, chopper. Come in.
I'm sorry, hey, sir. Not responding.
Then keep trying.
Come on, sis. Come on.
Godzilla's temperature is in the red zone, sir.
Sir, I've got the TV station's chopper now.
Hey, sis. Are you reading? Can you hear me?
Destroyer can do nothing against Godzilla's power.
Thank you.
chopper is passing point D now, sir.
Hurry up. Come on!
All right, now stand by to fire. Shoot when it hits 1200. Super X3, standing by at 500 meters.
Thank you.
Godzilla's temperature approaching critical.
His spines are melting. It's time.
Freezer gun, stand by to fire.
Sir.
Freezer guns, fire!
Locked on, ready.
ULT lasers, fire.
He's falling to the ground. Onto Godzilla.
Meltdown.
Fire at will.
ULT lasers, fire one.
Fire two, maximum power.
What radioactivity?
Godzilla's gone. He's turned Tokyo into a ghost city.
It looks like we paid for it in the end.
Paid for what?
All of it. All that stupid use of nuclear energy.
Radioactivity is disappearing, sir.